The Taming of the Shrew. There lived in Padua a gentleman named Baptista who had two fair daughters. The eldest, Catherine, was so very cross and ill-tempered and unmannerly that no one ever dreamed of marrying her, while her sister, Bianca, was so sweet and pretty and pleasant-spoken that more than one suitor asked her father for her hand. But Baptista said the elder daughter must marry first. So Bianca's suitors decided among themselves to try and get someone to marry Catherine, and then the father could at least be got to listen to their suit for Bianca. A gentleman from Verona, named Petruchio, was the one they thought of, and half in jest they asked him if he would marry Catherine, the disagreeable scold. Much to their surprise, he said yes. That was just the sort of wife for him, and if Catherine were handsome and rich, he himself would undertake soon to make her good-tempered. Petruchio began by asking Baptista's permission to pay court to his gentle daughter, Catherine, and Baptista was obliged to own up that she was anything but gentle. And just then her music master rushed in, complaining that the naughty girl had broken her lute over his head because he told her she was not playing correctly. "Never mind," said Petruchio. "I love her better than ever and long to have some chat with her." When Catherine came, he said, "Good morrow, Kate, for that I hear is your name."
"You've only heard half," said Catherine rudely.
"Oh, no," said Petruchio. "They call you plain Kate and bonnie Kate and sometimes Kate the Shrew. And so, hearing your mildness praised in every town and your beauty too, I ask you for my wife."
"Your wife?" cried Kate. "Never!"
She said some extremely...